If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I've stopped him once, and I will again.
I'm sorry. You can't. It's impossible.
Nothing's impossible. I can call Stinson. She's got connections at Nellis. That's 2 hours away. And if we hustle, I'll bet we could be in Hawkins before nightfall.
That would be a great mistake.
Waiting would be an even greater mistake. What if one makes his move before we've even had a chance to throw a punch? Then what is the point of all of this?
That's a risk we're going to have to take.
You know, we pushed her before, and look what happened. She lifted a 10,000-pound tank into the goddamn air.
You don't understand what he's capable of.
Well, maybe you're right. Or maybe you are overestimating him. Either way, it doesn't matter, because this is not our choice. We agreed this was not going to be a prison. We'll show her what this is, what we can offer, and then it is her choice whether she wants to stay or go. Right, Doc? Well, you may not agree with it, but here she is, standing before us, making a choice. Are you sure you want to do this? Okay, pack your things, say your goodbyes.
Stranger danger, talking stranger things. Together forever, we're loving stranger things. It's Stranger Things Forever. Rewatching season 4 from the start to the finish. It's Stranger Things Forever. Every podcast we do will cover just 10 minutes. Stranger danger everywhere. I hope that you people still care. It's time for me to do it. Let's get to it. Come on, everyone.
Tuesday night, Stranger Friends, and welcome back to another thrilling episode of Stranger Things Forever, where I'm not going to waste really any of your time. I'm going to get right to it, right to the next 10 minutes of pop-up, right after I talk about something really quick. Two quick things. Number one, there is an article that came out today that I didn't see earlier today because it was actually put out around the time I was getting this morning's episode ready for you guys. It is from Entertainment Weekly, and the headline just says, Noah Schnapp says Stranger Things cast won't screen series finale in advance. He mentions in the article, he says, stakes just keep getting higher and higher in the show. You're not ready. He mentions like he watched a certain episode and says, I was sobbing. It's so good. And then the finale, they're not going to show any of us. So I won't see it until the world sees it. And I'm just as excited as you guys are. Now you think to yourself, well, they're in it. So they know everything that happens, but that it isn't the case because if you're not in the scene, if you're not in a pivotal scene, maybe you have no idea of what's going to happen in that pivotal scene. The other actors didn't tell you, like maybe there's going to be surprises for you as well. But I love the fact that they haven't seen the finale, and they won't see the finale until everyone sees it on New Year's Eve, until the world sees it. The greatest moment of 2025 left for the final day of 2025. The only other thing I want to mention is that I got another comment. If you are on Spotify, if you are listening on Spotify, you know you can leave a comment on any episode, and I would love it if you did, but you know what I'd love even more? If you hit that little star, if you have the ability to hit that little star and give me any kind of rating you want. Look, I mean, you can do 5, you can do 4+1, you can do 3+2, you can do whatever you want, but give me whatever star rating you'd like to give me. I would appreciate it, because the more you hit that, the more people will find it, and the more Stranger Friends there will be, and the more Stranger Friends, the merrier. But as I mentioned, you can leave a comment, and I got a comment from someone named Emma. It says, Emma Linem, And I don't know if Emma Lenham is your first name or your name, but you left a comment 4 hours ago. Well, actually, I'm sorry. I took a screenshot of it 4 hours ago, so it was probably longer than that. And it said, you should watch the first 5 minutes because it shows something we blank, 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 because I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to mention anything that spoils anything. If you didn't see it, and hopefully you didn't see this comment as well, if you don't want to be spoiled about anything, but it mentions it, and I just responded, thank you, Emma, or Emma Lenham, because I did actually watch it. I talked about it here, not here on Stranger Things Forever. The only way you're going to hear me talk about anything from that is if you go over and listen to that episode specifically, because I don't want to spoil anything to anyone who doesn't want to know anything about it. Even though it's not terribly spoilery, if you don't want to go in, like I wouldn't have, I really would not have watched it if it wasn't for this this program and all you wonderful people. But if you really don't want to know, then just avoid that episode altogether. I'm completely fine with that. But I did put a link to it in the response to their comment. So if they want to check that out, that's great. And also, they said, I love the It's Stranger Things Forever, rewatching season 4 from the start to the finish. Okay, just said, I love the Stranger Things Forever. So catchy. Thank you so much. I don't know why that popped in. You know what it is? It's because Forever, and I don't know why the High School Musical popped into my head. It shouldn't. High School Musical should never be on my mind, but some of those songs are just damn catchy, okay? And we are all in this together. We admit that, right? So that's, and I just thought it'd be a fun song, and I'm glad people seem to be enjoying it. We're getting close. We are getting close. We're 15 days away. That's it. I'm not going to talk about anything anymore. I said I wasn't going to waste your time, and look what I've been doing. My normal just blabbering before we get to it. So let's not waste any more time. Let's get to the next 10 minutes of Papa, Can You Hear Me? So we join our regularly scheduled game of Cards in Russia, already in progress. Perhaps they're playing Durak, which is a popular Russian card game, according to Wikipedia. If you are out there in Russia or are Russian and play Russian card games, could that have been Durak? Am I pronouncing it correctly? And is that what they're playing? Is that a game? Is that a popular game? Or is it some game that like, oh, my grandfather, my babushka. I don't know if that's what a grandfather is. For some reason, that popped in my head. They play Durak. I do not play that anymore. I play Moscow Hold'em, which is a Russian version of poker. Okay, now I'm being really ridiculous. All right. So the guard seems to hear something as they're playing cards. He's like, what the hell is that? It's getting louder and louder. That's because an engine is coming closer and closer to where they're stationed. He comes outside and he sees a honking van racing towards them at top speed and smashes right through the gate. Murray screams, sayonara! And he's behind the wheel. They just escape the prison grounds. They're safe. They're free. They're getting shot at. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Murray freaks out. They seem to have made it through okay. It seems like when cars get shot at, you just kind of duck a little while you're driving. You're going to be fine. That happens a lot in television. And they're all shooken up. Hopper's like, are you okay, to Joyce? He looks at me. He doesn't care about Yuri. Are you guys okay up there? And not only is Murray okay, he seems to be thrilled. He's like, I'm great. There's nothing like a little prison escape to get the day started, am I right? Now, Dimitri, he's not so quick to be celebrating because he knows his people will be hunting for them. Hopper's like, well, that's fine because we don't plan on spending much time here, all right? So where's that plane you guys brought over here? Joyce is like, oh, that crashed. It's his fault. Points at Yuri. Hopper gets up in Yuri's face and Murray's like, watch out, Jim. He's slippier than an eel, like dealing with him. And Hopper's like, can you get us out of here? He's like, if you just took the gag off, I would have told you you'd been going the wrong way for hours. I can get you out of here. for the right price. And he's like, how about I take this and shove it down your throat again? And then Dimitri like turns on him, pulls a gun, and he tells us, you know, he's heard enough. And he's like, will you take us to America? Yes or no?
I love my morning coffee, but sometimes the crash hits harder than the caffeine. That's when I switch to Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's real coffee infused with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics, giving me smooth, focused energy that actually lasts. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Enter for a chance to win $100 cash or even get your entire order refunded. Head to everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We don't get an answer, and we leave Russia for the remainder of these 10 minutes before we hear anything he has to say. We will come back to that during, I don't know if it's next time, but we are no longer in Russia for the rest of these 10 minutes. Instead, we jump over to Hawkins, where I feel like we spend most of our time. And the first thing we see is a Yellow Pages ad for the War Zone, Army, Navy, surplus. And it shows basically a dude with a giant machine gun with like a long belt of bullets. Very John Rambo, but not First Blood Rambo. Now, if people don't know, Rambo was a book. It was a book called First Blood, and it was a movie called First Blood, and it was the first rated R movie I've ever seen. And it was Sylvester Stallone, but he was like a Vietnam vet who came to a town, and the town didn't want him there. And they tried to run him out of town, and that kind of became like one man against the town who's against him. And it turned into like, then Rambo 2, it's like he now needs to go back to Vietnam and free people. Like then that Rambo first, it was called Rambo First Blood Part 2. That's when it was completely bonkers. And it was like, you know, just like super machismo, testosterone filled action film of the 80s where, you know, Rambo had the long hair, the bandana, much like this guy in the War Zone ad, much like Charlie Sheen in Hot Shots Part 2, and he's basically shirtless the whole time, shooting things, blowing people up with explosive arrows. And as a kid, I thought it was the bee's knees. I friggin' loved it. Then there was Rambo 3, no more First Blood, Rambo 3, which I'm almost positive I've never seen. Then a million years later, he comes out with, was it just called Rambo? Which again was over the top violent. And I have to admit, Stallone was too old for it, but I loved it. And then he came out with Last Blood. So they had First Blood and Last Blood. And I have to admit, I loved it too. I'm a sucker for these movies. And obviously they are trying to bring people into their store by making sure that the ad is very much like a First Blood visual, but then the logo for Warzone almost looks like Top Gun. And I remember driving down, you know, to Florida recently and just seeing billboards for we have gun, come for your guns, your ammo, and your freedom. And it's just like, okay, those things are very real. Now there's Army and Navy surplus stores, there's hunting stores all over the place, even in New England. But I just feel like the more south sometimes you see more of them and you're like, oh, they really are like leaning into like, hey, come on down here and become, you know, really manly and tough. And that's what this is looking at here. And I love that Robin's like, even she's like, you know, there's like, are there enough guns here? Like, how is any of this legal? Eddie's like, you know, they have everything you need for, you know, killing things, basically. He's like, I don't know why, but it is legal. Okay. And he says the place is far enough outside of Hawkins that, you know, as far as long as they stay off the main roads, they might be able to avoid cops and, you know, like, I don't know, angry hicks. And I love that Erica's like, if we're trying to avoid angry hicks, maybe we don't go to a store called the War Zone. But Nancy thinks it's worth it. Lucas agrees. But the thing is, it is far away and would take them most of the day to go biking there. But Eddie's like, oh, no, I have a plan. He's like, oh, wait, you have a car? So, well, it's not exactly a car and it's not exactly his, but it will do. And he turns around and he asks Max, he calls her Red, which I love. I think my father-in-law's nickname in high school was Red. My wife is a redhead, and she, her dad was, well, by the time I met him, he was like more like a blondish gray, but he was a redhead and that was his nickname. So it is a term of endearment. And he says, do you have like a bandana or a mask or anything? And she does have a mask. So there's a very funny jump cut to Eddie. And it's he's in Max's William Shatner mask. I'm sorry. I mean, Max's Michael Myers mask. Of course, if you don't know that reference, the Michael Myers mask from Halloween was on a low-budget movie, originally a William Shatner Star Trek mask that I think they cut the eyes out bigger, painted it white, and teased up the hair, and boom, there you go, Michael Myers. But the weird thing is, and it's a funny moment, like Eddie's, you know, trying to be inconspicuous. You know what it is? It took me a moment. Like, no one else has a mask on, but I realize Eddie's the one who's wanted for murder, so he's the one who needs to be masked up. So I was like, wait, why does no one else need a mask? Well, because he's the only one. I said, is he the only one they'd recognize? Yeah, and he's the only one that the whole entire town is looking for. So they all pile into the back of the Winnebago. Winnebago? Lone Star! That is for anyone who loves the movie Spaceballs. And Eddie goes right to the front and starts hotwiring it. So he's like, where did you learn how to do that? He's like, well, when other dads were teaching their kids how to fish and play baseball, my old man was teaching me how to hotwire. Now, I swore I wouldn't wind up like he did, but now I'm wanted for murder and soon Grand Theft Auto. So I'm really living up to that Munson name. Robin's like, Eddie, I don't think it's a good idea for you to be driving. He's like, oh, I'm just starting this sucker. Harrington's got her, don't you, big boy? And then boom, the Winnebago starts. Now, the people who own it, they're sitting right outside as the thing starts. And they're like, hey, get out of there. What are you doing? Get out of there. And Steve's like, hold on. Puts the car in drive and blazes it out of there. They're freaking out. The kids inside are freaking out, but almost like laughing. Like Dustin's like, drive, drive. Everyone hold on. The people give a little bit of a chase, but there's really no chance as the Winnie tears out of there and down the road, leaving the trailer park far behind for now. So we jump over to Nevada and there's Eleven walking down the hallway, very determined, very like serious. And she says, my friends, I saw them. You told me they were safe. They are not safe. And Owens is like, whoa, what's going on here? First things first, like, okay, we're not going to let anything happen to your friends. All right. He's like, I will personally make sure of that. He's like, where did you see this? And she said, they went to Max's house. They're planning to kill him, to kill Henry. He's like, okay, does Max have a last name? Max Mayfield. He's like, okay, well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to send people to Max's house and they will stop him. She's like, her. Oh, okay, they'll stop her and the rest of them from whatever foolish, although well-intentioned mission they're attempting. All right. And this is where Owens and Brenner are completely at odds, because Eleven says, no, don't send your men, send me. And then Brenner comes and says, your friends are not prepared for this fight, Eleven, and neither are you. You have to understand, when one kills, he doesn't simply kill, he consumes. He takes everything from his victims, everything they are and everything they ever will be, their memories, their abilities. And we do not know where he's been for these lost years. So think about it. He could have taken abilities from all kinds of creatures over the years. But if he has survived this long, we can only assume that he has grown in strength. Oh, he's grown in all kinds of ways, including strength. And to underestimate him would be very dangerous. He's like, I don't want to upset you, Eleven. Then I don't like he puts his hands on her and he tries to basically like, I don't know, what, parentsplain? Is that a thing? Like, not quite mansplaining, but almost like, I am the adult and listen to me. This is the right thing. You've accomplished, there's nothing short of a miracle. You can't be broken and you've learned to walk, but you're going to have to need to do more than that. You're going to need to learn to fly and you're not ready. She's like, my friends need me. I've stopped him once. I will again. And he's like, I'm sorry, it's not possible. And then Owen steps in. He's like, nothing's possible. And he talks about, we could get you a connection. We can get you 2 hours. You know, there's a place that's 2 hours away. If we hustle, we can get you to Hawkins before nightfall. And Brenda's like, that would be a grave mistake. He's like, well, waiting would be an even greater mistake. He goes on to say, what if one makes his move before we've had a chance to throw a punch? Then what was the point of all of this? That, and Brenda's like, that's a risk we're going to have to take. He's like, we pushed her before and she lifted a 10,000 tank into the goddamn air. Okay. And Brenner just like won't give in. He's like, you don't understand what he's capable of. It's like, okay, maybe you're right. Or maybe you're overestimating him. Either way, it doesn't matter because it's not our choice. We told her this isn't a prison. So we show her what this is. We show her what we have to offer. And then it's her choice whether she wants to stay or go, right? Right? You may not agree with it, but here she is standing before us making her choice. So you sure you want to do this? And she's like, yep. He goes, okay, pack your things, say your goodbyes. And she gives one look to Brenner. And Brenner's like, I don't like this. He doesn't say that, but I know he feels it. And she turns and just storms off to pack to say goodbye. So then we jump back to Hawkins and we see the Winnebago blaring down the road. And you hear Nancy ask Steve, how's it handle? And he says, you know, not half bad. Oh, that. Well, that's it. That's the end of these 10 minutes. So what happened? Well, there was a lot of high speed driving because our friends in Russia have escaped. Even though there is no airplane to speak of, we think that Yuri has another way to escape. But it's not going to be as easy as just getting on that plane. Speaking of high speed driving, everyone in Hawkins, our Hawkins gang, all together, which I love, they hotwired a Winnebago so they could head off to the war zone to go get some Army-Navy supplies. And last but not least, Eleven is planning on leaving, and she has Owen's blessing to get her quickly back to Hawkins. But Brenner, I don't think he likes it all that much. And that's what happened in these 10 minutes of Papa. So I will be back again tomorrow morning. That's the plan. In the meantime, you can follow me on all the socials at Geek Mentality, except TikTok, which is Geek Mentality Mike. If you are still on Twitter, I think I might start posting the new episode stuff on there. So it's Stranger D Pod on Twitter still. But on Blue Sky, it's Stranger Danger Podcast. So you can go to StrangerDangerPodcast.com on Blue Sky or visit StrangerDangerPodcast.com to go to every episode of Stranger Danger. If you're on YouTube, we're at Fans Not Experts, and the Facebook page is also Fans Not Experts. That's because every other podcast I do, plus Stranger Danger, can be found at FansNotExperts.com. So I will see you tomorrow. But until then, thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. Stay stranger, my friends. And remember, it's people like you and people like me and people like Emma all over the world. We are the ones who shall keep Stranger Things alive for ever.
Fans Not Experts.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.